So again, if you could just maybe take a breath and think about what we've talked about today. And again, from the perspective of the general medical oncologist, anything that we haven't covered that you'd like to chat about this general issue?
Certainly, there is a situation in which we find ourselves right now that there are so many different types of lymphomas, and we've always thought about the lymphomas from the morphological standpoint. And I actually wrote an Inside Blood type of editorial in one of the last issues of Blood, in which I wrote about the paper that was published by Zinsani on pembrolizumab for primary mediastinal large cell lymphoma. And in that editorial, at the end, I talk about the fact that we need to start thinking in a different mode rather than just thinking about the histology, think about the biology of the tumor, because I think it now has tremendous implications as we discover new agents. For example, I think we need to start thinking about tumors as PD-L1 positive tumors. And there are a lot of different types of lymphomas that are PD-L1 positive, but if we don't classify them that way, we might miss the opportunity to use an immune checkpoint inhibitor. For example, Richter's transformation that I mentioned earlier, we know that those cases can respond to immune checkpoint inhibitors, and also the virally induced lymphomas also are known to respond to PD-L1 inhibitors. And also we need to think about the tumors, try to classify them from the clinician standpoint regarding some other markers such as CD30 positive tumors, because we know that those cases can respond to brentuximab. And if we don't think about them that way, we might actually miss the opportunity to choose a drug that is a targeted therapy, which has much less toxicity than chemotherapy and which is associated with good responses. I think we need to start kind of developing a new way of thinking about the lymphomas that will make it more clinically relevant to the clinician.